USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new CDC study says schools are essentially safe to reopen. The study reports schools operating in person have seen scant transmission of the coronavirus, essentially when practicing social distancing and wearing masks. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calls another coronavirus stimulus package an urgent priority. The New York Democrat continues on the Senate floor.
The needs of our country are still great, and the urgency to act is clearer than ever. We are still in the midst of a once-in-a-century crisis that has reshaped our economy and altered nearly every aspect of American life.
Anthony Blinken was confirmed as Secretary of State in a 78-22 vote in the Senate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Senate is moving forward tenuously with the new power-sharing agreement.
This victory will let us move forward with a 50-50 power-sharing agreement containing all the elements of the 2001 model because it will sit on the very same foundation.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell agreeing to move forward since two Democrats announced they want to keep longstanding filibuster rules. What this means is all legislation still requires a 60-vote threshold to move forward. Several major airlines are issuing travel waivers as a major winter storm is bringing severe weather to parts of the country. The National Weather Service says regions in the Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast are expected to see a bout of heavy rain, snow, and strong winds on Tuesday. In anticipation of the winter storm, American, Delta, Southwest, and United have issued waivers, and hundreds of flights are also being canceled. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Bremerton, Washington School District suspended and later fired Coach Joe Kennedy over his 15-second silent prayer at midfield after the game. Coach Kennedy is fighting the fact he was fired. The case is headed to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Kennedy on why saying a prayer for him is important before and after the game.
I was a United States Marine, and the Constitution means something, you know, really near and dear to my heart. So fighting for my own, you know, rights is one thing. And also, I always told my football players to never give up. And when things get tough, you just keep fighting. So I'd be a hypocrite if I just gave up because this became difficult or uncomfortable. It's worth fighting for, and I'm standing up for what's right.
Kelly Shackelford is the attorney defending Coach Kennedy. He also tells Fox News,
that's a clear violation of the First Amendment, and it would set a precedent that would hurt everybody who works for the government all over the country. It would strip them of their religious freedom.
Emotional support animals are no longer free to roam about the cabin on Southwest Airlines as well. The airline saying on Monday that it will let passengers bring trained service animals into the cabin, but starting March 1st, emotional support animals are out. The airline saying anyone who wants to bring a dog or cat on board after that will have to pay a fee and keep the animal in a carrier under a seat. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.